Hey everyone. In this Ask Trev session, I thought I would talk about focus and doing too many things. Because entrepreneurs tend to choose too many projects at the same time. And what happens when you're trying to do a lot of different projects at the same time, it's very difficult to accomplish your tasks. So I've had a lot of entrepreneurs ask me the questions, can I start two businesses at the same time? Can I have all these businesses running at the same time? And my answer is yes, but what is it that you want to be successful today? What do you want to accomplish today? And that's probably the thing that you want to focus on. Is that one item and push all the other items off to the side. Put them on a future to-do list because what you're really going to want to do is focus on that primary project. So I've seen a lot of businesses try to start, or a lot of business owners try to start multiple businesses, and it can be done. You see a lot about serial entrepreneurship where you have entrepreneurs starting a lot of micro businesses. Problem is, none of them are going deep, right? None of these entrepreneurs are going deep into one particular area. So starting a very skeleton type project, and then they're launching it, and then they're moving on to another project. So you're not going deep into that project. But to be successful, you want to actually go in and deep dive into this one project that you're interested in. So if you focus on that, then you'll see more potential for success. And that's why I like the idea of focus. Now, I'm not the best example for focus because I love starting multiple projects. I hear you. I love the idea of doing multiple things. But I only saw success for myself when I started paring down the things that were taking up a bulk of my time, but weren't giving me the returns I wanted. So when I started to cut down on the items that were in my way, I noticed that I was starting to see growth in the most important areas. So this is why I'm all about focus. And I want to use Steve Jobs as an example because he is somebody that has significant focus or had significant focus when he was running Apple. And when you think about it, they only had a certain amount of products in their repertoire at any given time. And that was because Steve Jobs would be famous for cutting out the things that weren't giving the kinds of returns or potentially would be killed off by his new products. So he would be famous for only focusing on the value of a few products. And he wanted to make the best products, but only a few of them. And that's very powerful. His focus was that he needed to have all of his products on like a specific table. He needed to be able to have all of it laid out on a table. And it had to fit on this one table. So it's incredible the amount of discipline and focus he had. But you look at the company today, it's one of the highest valued companies. So this is what you need to look at is focusing in on your key valuable items and doubling down on focusing for those. By focusing and eliminating distractions, you will see significant results. This is why I recommend you choose one business to focus on and you go at it hard for a year, 2 years, 5 years. And that's the way you're going to see results. If you're continuing to start up new businesses, it makes me question where your focus is at. It makes me question where your passion is at. So figuring out focus is incredibly important for your business. So consider that when you're trying to figure out, well, which business should I start? Should I start all of these businesses? I find that your time can only be spread out so much before it's very difficult to really succeed. Now, you'll see other entrepreneurs that have 10 businesses, 20 businesses, and they're billionaires. So the way it worked was they started with one business and they made it successful. And then they had people managing that business so they can move on to their next business. And that's how they built out their empire. So that's what you would need to do as well, is start with the one, make it successful, then move on to the next one, and then the next one, the next one, the next one, and so on. Don't get swayed by all these options that you could start today, because the entrepreneur that was a billionaire started with just one. Richard Branson started with Virgin Records, and then he made it successful. Then he moved on to the next one. That's what you need to do for your empire building efforts. You want to be a real entrepreneur. That's what you need to do, is focus on that one business that you care about. I wanted to keep this video quite short because it's Monday. I know everyone's busy, but that's what I just want to say about focus, and I hope that you can eliminate the distractions around you and just own in on that one activity that's going to give you results. Thanks for tuning in.